Out comes McDavid, charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score! A beauty!
One year, one and a half year here, get me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, May 11th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. And hey, we've got a new podcast that will help get you hockey smart. The Cross-Check podcast, hosted by Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark, goes deeper into NHL stories than any other podcast with the help of the smartest minds on ice. Follow the Cross-Check podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Coming up today, we will get to a break it down. Let's break it down segment. We'll also get to who's sizzling, who's fizzling, game cliche. And we'll hear from Nugent Hopkins and the head coach, Dave Tippett. But we had a game last night, and it was all right. It was one of those games kind of just going through the motions. Montreal did clinch with the 1 point as the Oilers pick up a 4-3 win in overtime. So Montreal is in. Now they're fighting for that third spot. I mean, pick your poison. You want Edmonton, Connor McDavid, and Leon Draisaitl, or do you want Toronto, Mitch Marner, and Austin Matthews? So definitely interesting. They lost in overtime. Winnipeg lost to the Vancouver Canucks by a score of 3-1. So Winnipeg really fighting it right now to finish off the season. Oilers, we all know, second in the division. They now sit at 34-18-2, 70 points. Canadians fourth in the North at 58 points, 24-21-10. The Habs lead the season series. They're 5-2-1 now. One more game to go, and that goes tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Note the start time, 3 o'clock Edmonton time. The Habs are outscoring the Oilers so far in the 8 games, 23-18. McDavid with 2 GWGs, and Kyra has the other one in the Oilers' 3 wins. Connor McDavid just keeps on going. He scored the OT winner on a pass by Leon Draisaitl. He was on the breakaway. He even slowed down a bit, looked back, and then he said, "Ah, screw it, I'm doing this on my own."
He's a freak. He's a fast kid. He's the best killer.
Yeah, and he picked up an assist as well. He's at 102 points on the season. Dominic Cahoon, James Neal, and Ryan Nugent Hopkins scored as well on Monday night. Koskinen, he was just okay. Let's call it how it is. A brutal third goal. And I mean, the confidence can be high with this guy. It can't. Like, how can you be confident in a guy that gives up a bad goal every game, or the first shot that goes in? And I don't mean Tommy kind of, we weren't laughing like hysterical or anything, but we kind of went, oh, when Dave Tippett made this comment last night.
Well, if you look at the third goal, I wouldn't even class it as a scoring chance. So
yeah, that puck cannot go in. That was just brutal by Mikko Koskinen. And Stalock did back up. We didn't get a chance. Obviously, I doubt we'll see him here. You never know, though. But Mikko Koskinen was just okay. That third goal cannot go in. And I don't expect him. I don't care if the Oilers have back-to-backs in the playoffs. He cannot play this guy. At the end of the day, that's just me being honest. I know we took some heat on the post-game show yesterday saying, oh, you guys are so hard on Mikko Koskinen. Well, no, we're just calling it how it is. He hasn't been good in the last 2 games. So we'll wait and see on who starts tomorrow and then on Saturday. It looks like the playoffs, well, it doesn't look like. I know the playoffs will start on Saturday as Washington-Boston will kick things off at 5:15. The Edmonton Oilers game tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and then they'll finish it off on Saturday at 1:30, so they can start the playoffs. But no update yet on when the Oilers will kick off. Will it be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? I don't think they'll go that deep into Wednesday, Thursday. I think a realistic time frame is Tuesday for them to kick off their first round, but we'll wait for word from the NHL on the Oilers schedule. And Calgary and Vancouver, got to keep playing, man. That's terrible. Like, those games are going to be truly, truly awful. Two games on the NHL schedule tonight. Winnipeg is home to the Vancouver Canucks. They want to lock down that third spot. And then Washington is home to the Boston Bruins. And the Boston Bruins are sitting everyone today. I don't even know how they're going to dress a lineup. They're sitting like over 10 guys. So if you're so in fantasy leagues like I am, make sure you check your lineup because it is going to get ugly for some teams as they're going to sit a lot of their main guys as they get ready for the playoffs. But the Oilers pick up a 4-3 win. Two more games to go. Montreal has lost four straight. Edmonton is on a small two-game win streak. What did you think of last night's game? I thought no one really stood out in a bad way. All the ice times were pretty even for forwards and defensemen. Thought Kulikov stepped it up a bit last night. He played well. I like the Dreiland. I think it's one of their better games as well. I thought McLeod, who got his first NHL point. Oh, man, I almost forgot. That good on the kid on the James Neal goal, and I'm really liking that line. So good on the kid for getting his first point. And I think these are the 12 forwards you're going to see in the playoffs unless Cassian's ready to go or Ennis. I think those are the only two guys I can see jumping into the lineup in the playoffs. Gaetan Haas, it's just with the way McLeod's playing, he's not going to get in unless there's injuries. And all the other guys, yeah, I don't see why you would play them. So let me know. Yeah, it's going to be these 12 guys. Looks like McDavid will start with Cahoon and Jesse Puljujärvi, the dry line will remain intact. So, and Dave Tippett was asked about that, and I don't mind it because you can always go to McDavid and Draisaitl whenever you want throughout the game. So I like them split up more because then you get more balance throughout your lineup. And the decor as well, like Chris Russell, you heard Dave Tippett say yesterday, he doesn't know if he's ready to go to start. It would all depend on the playoff schedule. So don't expect Chris Russell there. So it's probably going to be more than likely going to be what you see right now. The two veterans, Larson and Kulikov, your top pairing of Nurse and Barry. And then it's going to be the two young guys, Ethan Bear and Caleb Jones. But we'll wait and see. I mean, it's there's still time here. And Dave Tippett's kind of always kind of surprised us with some lineup changes and all that. So it's going to be fun, man. I can't wait. It's going to be great. The weather is getting nicer out there, and I know we can't go anywhere and and enjoy the game and with friends and family and have some brews. But soon enough, guys, soon enough, I believe that. And I do believe the Oilers will have a really, really good first round of the playoffs. Coming up next, let's get to a break it down. An interesting question we brought up on the post-game show last night. I threw it up on the Locked On Oilers Twitter. Go vote there. But we will talk Cassian, the big guy, Zach Cassian. That's coming up next, along with Nuge Audio on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnNHL. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnNHL. Rolling right along here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. No game today. The Oilers are coming off a 4-3 win versus the Montreal Canadiens in overtime. Who else but Connor McDavid scoring the winner there? Two more games left for the Edmonton Oilers, and playoffs kick off on Saturday. But as we hit the break there, Zach Cassian, this guy, listen, he hasn't been very good. He hasn't. Let's call it how it is. Here in the bubble playoffs, he was awful. This season, he's been more missed than hit. I think he's only played about 2-3 games where we're like, yeah, that's a Zach Cassian we all know and love. But something unfortunate, he's had two injuries that have kept him out quite a while. But this guy is a player that you probably need in the playoffs just with his physicality. He gets under the other team's skin. Well, we hope. That's what we saw in 2017. And we want a repeat performance. So I want to ask, if Zach Cassian is good to go at some point in the playoffs, who comes out of the lineup? Let's break it down. Yeah, let's break it down here. I know I put it up. I'll give you a quick numbers on the Twitter poll so far. Go to Locked On Oilers on Twitter and you can vote there. So far, we got 45% for Shore, 27.5 for Neal, 15 for Cahoon, and 12.5 for others. So those are your options. Those are the names we came up with Tommy yesterday. And because the top six not being touched, well, outside of Cahoon, I made a boo-boo there. Yeah, so the only one I can see coming out of the top six is Cahoon. Bottom six, I don't think you're taking McLeod, Kyra, Archibald, or Chason out. Chason's the main guy on the power play in front of the net. Josh Archibald, why would you take him out? He does everything for this team. Kyra McLeod, two very good centers, two guys that kill the kill penalties. So that leaves James Neal, who's playing really well. He's coming on, and this guy's a known playoff performer. And Devin Ashore, who's been a pleasant surprise for this team. He's been excellent the last 2 months. So who comes out of the lineup? Dominic Cahoon, James Neal, or Devin Ashore? Those are the three I came up with Tommy. What say you? I want to hear from you. Let me know on Twitter at HernandTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. And I went with other. I just don't see who the other would be. I mean, yeah, Chason could come out, sure, but I don't know if I want to take him out. So if I had to pick one, guys, this one, it's tough for me, but I'd probably have to go Devin Shore. And I guess it would also depend on if James Neal, how he was playing, right? So if he's struggling and he's not really bringing much, then I think it's between those guys. I wouldn't take out Dominic Cahoon. I wouldn't want any of the bottom six guys now or Cassian to jump into the top six. So I'd leave Cahoon there. It would depend on how James Neal is playing. But if both guys are playing well, it's got to be Devin Shore, right? And I know you're taking another guy that kills penalties, but you still got Kyra, Archibald, McLeod, Leon kills, Nuge kills. Yamamoto can kill. So it's not like you're going to be shorthanded in that aspect. But yeah, it's an interesting one because I know we asked Matty Cassian and he said James Neal. And for me, it's between those two. And I know we got some texts on Cahoon just because his production hasn't been there all season. But he's played well. I think all three guys have played well at points this season. But yeah, who would be the odd man out? And hey, you can even pick Chason if you want. But yeah, it's definitely a fun question. And we'll see what happens when Cassian is set to return, who comes out. If I was a betting man, I'd go Devin Shore 1, probably James Neal 2, and then Dominic Cahoon 3. So I want to hear from you. Let me know on the Break It Down segment if Zach Cassian is good to go for the playoffs at some point. Who comes out of the lineup? One guy that's not coming out of the lineup, and we know that for sure, is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. He's had a good season. I mean, production-wise, he'd probably like to be a little bit better there, but he's a guy that kind of plays in every situation for this team, and he's a big part of it. Here's Ryan Nugent-Hopkins meeting with the media earlier today.
When you went on that heater last year where you had 41 points in the final 30 games, you had an 18% shooting percentage. This year at even strength, you got a 7% shooting percentage. Do you look at those numbers with the experience that you have, knowing that things are going to balance out over the course of time here, that you're due for some breaks, maybe like the one that you got last night?
I mean, to be honest, I don't look at those numbers. I know that I've haven't been able to capitalize on some chances this year, but I mean, a lot of chances have been there. And I mean, it's a long season. There's lots of ups and downs throughout every season. So you got to find a way to stick with it, stay positive and not overthink it. And eventually they'll start going in. But I mean, obviously it helps by shooting the puck more and getting confidence back that way.
You know, maybe how you felt your line played last night, especially when you were cycling offensively, did you feel a little bit more connection, maybe like it was before last year when you, you haven't played a lot with those guys over the course of this season.
Yeah, I thought last game, last night was probably our best or one of the best games that we've had together so far this year. Like you said, it was just kind of the way that we played last year. It was a lot of support. Got the cycle game back and just made plays when they were there. So it's something that we talk about in the room. We've been pushing to get back to that. And last night was a good start.
Okay, I'll put you on the spot then. What do you think makes yours a harder team to play against? When you're at center and the Drysdale and McDavid are together in a line, or when you're playing the wing and they're on separate line?
I think both ways can be very effective. I mean, we've had success doing both this year. Obviously, it is a different look. I mean, with Connor and Leon playing together, that's an extremely dangerous line, and they create so much offensively. Obviously, the rest of the lines have to be ready to produce. But also just hold things down and be solid and take pride in that. But when they're not together, I mean, obviously, I guess the offense is spread out a little bit more. But I mean, when those two are together, it's dangerous, and we know the teams have a tough time handling that.
Okay, so as a leader on this team, I want to ask about Mike Smith. You and him would probably, your personalities as an observer couldn't be more polar opposite. He's a, you know, big alpha dog, stare you down guy, and you usually come at him with a smile on your face. So Tell me about his leadership and how it offsets the other leaders in the room.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously our one of the older guys in the room. He's been around a long time. He's got confidence in himself. We have confidence in him. And I mean, the way that he's been playing this year has just been incredible. And he is a great leader for us. He holds us down when we need it. He lets us know when we need to step up for sure. And at the same time, he gives us a lot of confidence in ourselves and a lot of energy. So, I mean, I think it can be rare from a goalie to be able to do that. Cause a lot of the time they just kind of focus on themselves. And I know it's, you have to be focused as a goalie, but I mean, the way that he brings the energy, he brings some life to our room and a lot of confidence in there too.
That was the Nuge meeting with the media earlier today. He went a little bit longer, but yeah, I just cut it to the good stuff there from Nuge, who did score yesterday for your Edmonton Oilers. He, this season, like I said, he's been good. I think production-wise, he'd like to be a little bit better. He's got 34 points in 50 games, which is, what am I talking about? That is good. 15 goals, 19 assists. He's a minus two on the season in 50 games. So look for Nuge to have a nice playoffs. And on 2017, with Eberle and Lucic, they took a lot of heat for not producing. So Nuge will likely like to be better in this go-around. So look for him to have a nice playoff run. Up next, we'll get to who's sizzling, who's fizzling, game cliche and Dave Tippett audio. I'm Hernan Salas, and like always, thank you for listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast. Back in a few minutes. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Only two games on the NHL schedule this evening. Vancouver takes on the Winnipeg Jets once again. Winnipeg looking to lock down that third spot in the North Division. Boston in Washington, and Boston is sitting a boatload of players. Busier tomorrow with five games. If you're still in fantasy leagues, make sure you're checking right before game time for guys that are just going to sit out the last couple games or the last game. We've seen a lot of that here so far this weekend and on the weekend as well. Let's get to Dave Tippett, as he also met with the media today, and we heard from him in the second segment, but Dave Tippett was asked how he thinks Nuge's season has gone.
You know, I don't think he's put up the numbers he would have liked offensively, but he's a solid player, touches a lot of parts the game for us. He's a good penalty killer. He's obviously a key part on that power play. That's the number one power play in the league. So there's some good parts of it, but I think if you asked him, he would like his production numbers to be up a little bit.
He got a lucky bounce last night. Hopefully Yamamoto rubs off on him as well. He's got to get going here as we near the playoffs. We talked about it. When will the Oilers start the playoffs? They have to play Saturday early afternoon, which is good for people that cover the team, because then they can enjoy their Saturday. But it's not going to be Sunday, Monday. I highly doubt it. So look for Tuesday, Wednesday for the Oilers to get going. But Dave Tippett was asked, is the playoff schedule going to dictate how he handles his roster in these last two games?
Well, the reality is we switching a lot of personnel in and out with a couple injuries. We don't, between call-ups and salary cap issues, you can't do a lot of fluctuation in and out. So it's we'll look at it. We've got a couple of bumps and bruises we're looking at right now that might tweak our lineup for tomorrow, but we'll go game by game. And there's some people that, you'd like to say, okay, do you want a game off? But nobody wants a game off. They want to keep playing. So we'll kind of manage it here the next couple of games and get through it and make sure everybody's as healthy as possible. And like you say, it probably won't start till Wednesday or Thursday, it sounds like. So we'll get a day off and then a couple good days of practice and get ready to go.
Wednesday or Thursday for the playoffs? I missed that. So yeah. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, look for the Oilers to get going. The Edmonton Oilers coaching staff does have a nice luxury. They get to go to 29 and 97 whenever they feel like it. Right now they're on separate lines, but you see them play always after a PK. They go all together. They play together on the power play. And if it's late or they need some momentum or if they're down or tied, you see Tippett go do the big duo more often than not. And Dave Tippett was asked on that.
That's the reason we've been doing it back and forth for a while, to make sure that everybody, it is seamless. You throw them together and away you go. And when they're apart, it's you still have that rhythm in your lineup. Those are things that we've talked about for a long time now, and you know our team. I think our team recognizes that there's situations where both can be an advantage.
Nice little thing to have in his back pocket there for head coach Dave Tippett. One last one here on two games left. Montreal tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 1:30 start on Saturday versus the Vancouver Canucks. Like, does he plan on sitting Mike Smith and just getting him ready for the playoffs? The 39-year-old who's been absolutely fantastic this season. Here's Dave Tippett on Mike Smith.
It'll depend on what he wants to do to be ready to play. There'll be a conversation between Dustin, myself, and Schmitty.
Well, there you have it. So if Mike Smith wants to play, he will play. I kind of like that from the coach. Like, it's now, if a guy's got a nagging injury and he's just not up to it, then yeah, hey, buddy, you're going to sit. I don't care if you want to play or not. Obviously, all these guys want to play every game. But yeah, you got to think that the playoffs are going to be grueling. It's not of this five-game stuff like we saw last season. In the qualifying rounds, going to be seven games. And all four teams in the North Division are just going to be battling it out. So Oilers got to be ready. They got to take care of their bodies here, and there's no need to go out in the Vancouver game and hopefully come out of it clean, right, in terms of injuries and anything like that. So yeah, I'd go on the side of caution there, especially with the big guys, but we will wait and see. Let's get to who's sizzling from last night, and how can you not go with Ryan McLeod, who got his first NHL point on James Neal's goal. Good on the young kid. He's been getting better and better every game. He's on the penalty kill now. He's centering that third line, and he gets his first NHL point. That's a first of many for Ryan McLeod and his career with the Edmonton Oilers. So got to give it to the young man 100%. Who's fizzling? Yeah, you guys are going to come at me because you saw picking on him, but that third goal on Koskinen was just terrible. And I saw a tweet from Brian Wild. Well, I had him on the podcast a few weeks ago. He covers the Montreal Canadiens, and he goes, man, Koskinen, he went to like grab the puck. Puck was coming at him. He went to grab it with his glove. He completely whiffed on it and hit him in the good old noggin. Like, Koskinen's just not sharp. And I know he's been good and throw all the numbers you want, but in the last two games, the confidence is dwindling for sure. So Koskinen has to get who's fizzling. Who else would you give it to? I mean, you can give it to the first line. We got scored on four times. Remember, there's one goal taken away due to offside. But, and you heard Dave Tippett's comments there. Let's hear it again.
Well, if you look at third goal, I wouldn't even class it as a scoring chance. So
yeah, take that comment for what it is. And let's get to your game cliche. My guy sent me this from Montreal.
Kind of stuck with it and, you know, came out with 2 points.
Yeah, they stuck with it. The Oilers, a couple leads, and then they blew a few, and then they get it to overtime, and the big duo combines for the win. But let's hear that again.
Kind of stuck with it and, you know, came out with 2 points.
Definitely, definitely. So good on the Edmonton Oilers picking up another win. Two games to go, guys. We're almost there, and then it's going to be playoff time, and it's going to be awesome. Holy smokes, the pressure, the heart rate, the excitement is all going to go up as the Edmonton Oilers more than likely will be taking on the Winnipeg Jet. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with an early one as the game is at 3 o'clock. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Let me know on the Let's Break It Down segment. If Cassian is good to go at some point in the playoffs, who is coming out of the lineup? Let me know on Twitter. Also go to Locked On Oilers on Twitter and vote on the poll question there. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. The Apple site is up and running. All the latest episodes are up there, so it's all back to normal if you're a heavy Apple user. And thank you for your patience while they figured all that stuff out. For my man Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Let's do it again tomorrow. Have a good one.